Right now, it's a great pleasure for me to welcome the guest that we have today. I mentioned earlier, a remarkable writer, and we're happy to have her here. Her name is Keonti Anderson. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's so nice to have you here.
It's nice to be here.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, how old you are, where you're going to school.
Well, I'm 15 years old, and in a week I'll be starting Kappa.
Oh, congratulations. That's the Creative and Performing Arts High School, Pittsburgh Public Schools. And I say congratulations because there's a portfolio you probably had to submit, right?
Yes, I did.
What was that process like?
It was very interesting. I knew during the process that this was like no other school in Pittsburgh. It was very new. And me working on the portfolio, it took a lot of time. It was a lot of hard work, sweat, blood, tears.
I'll bet.
But I made it to the audition.
How did you feel when you found out you were accepted?
I was just appalled. I was like, what if I go in there and it says no, like it did the first time? But it said congratulations.
Oh,
you've
that's
made it in.
I hadn't realized you tried before, and they're only, it's such a phenomenal school, and I'm so glad you got into it. What neighborhood are you from?
I'm from the Hill District.
Well, it's nice to meet you. We've spent a lot of time at UPrep, at Pittsburgh Malines, and also at Miller Elementary, so we know the area pretty well. I'm curious, we're going to have you share some writing, but before you do, when did you develop a passion for writing? You clearly have one.
Ever since I honestly could write. When I was younger, when I could learn how to walk and talk, I just developed it. I learned how to read at a very early age, around 4.
Wow.
And from that, I adapted writing.
That's amazing. Do you remember things you wrote when you were really little? And could you tell me about some of them?
Well, I remember I would always be in my head, and whatever was in my head, I would write down on a piece of paper. So I had a lot of fantasies. I had a lot of, some of it was nonfiction. Some of it were things that really happened. Most of it was my perception on life.
Did you share it with some other kids or with adults that were around you?
Yes, there were a couple of times where I got to perform it at my elementary school in front of, we would have a morning assembly. And they would allow me to go up.
And what elementary school did you go to?
I actually went to a lot, but the main one I went to was Urban League.
Okay.
Charter school.
Yeah, I know that school as well. That had to be quite an honor, but it takes a lot of courage to share your writing too. Was it hard the first time to let other people hear what you, or read what you've written?
Well, that time, you know, because it felt like I was very passionate about it, and I wanted it to be delivered to people, so it made it so much easier for the delivery. I honestly do have a little bit of stage fright, but I'm getting over it.
Well, I think I think everybody does. I still do. I still think about those things a lot, and it's... So many people seem to want to judge these days that it can be hard. Now, one reason you came to our attention is your winning entry in the second annual Girls Coalition of Southwestern Pennsylvania Martin Luther King Jr. Essay Contest. But I know you write in other forms as well. And you've got a few pieces you can share with us. Let's start with one. What would you like to deliver, as you put it, to the ears of our other listeners?
Well, I just recently wrote a poem called Stranger. I look into your eyes, I loved you so, but we drifted on this long road. You're my past and I have a future, but it's so different than you. It's hard because I had to leave you. But as you become distant, I learned I was just used to you. When I broke you, you became renewed. But it all started with me. This is my last visit to you. Now that I understand, who you really are. We became estranged, and now you're just a stranger.
That's so nice. Did you have to really work on revising and polishing? I see you're reading it from a journal from a relatively clean-looking page, but was it tough to get it just the way you wanted?
Actually, this took me a couple of months to put together in my head, and I just poured it on the paper.
That's really terrific. I meant to ask if you'd like to acknowledge any family members or if you want to give a shout out to friends, teachers, anybody.
Well, one I would like to give a shout out to is my best friend, Miss Betty. She just turned 84, and she is one of the most people who have inspired me. Also, my mom, my nana, my aunt, and my sister, who were here for me all this time.
I'm curious about Miss Betty. Is she a teacher or?
Oh no, she was a lady that lived down the street from me. My grandmother was originally friends with her, and I was with my grandmother one day, and we just start talking. And now we go places together. I'll go and check on her, but right now she's out of town.
Well, that's nice. It's great to have people from other generations in your life, isn't it? Have you thought about what you're going into 10th grade? What? Yeah, 10th grade, right? Do I have that right? Are you going to the 10th?
Yes.
At Kappa. Have you thought about what you would like to do after high school?
Yes, I actually have a lot of dreams. I would like to go to a very high-tech art school and study mainly different arts. I want to be a diverse artist. I would also like to become a philanthropist. I'm interested in finding what causes and helps cure cancer and AIDS. So I really have a lot of interest. I'm also interested in criminology.
You seem like such a kind person that really wants to help other people as part of a common thread, but also you seem like somebody with a lot of originality in them too. Am I right?
Yes, thank you.
I thought that might be the case. Is there something else you can share that you brought? I'd love to hear your essay, but you needn't. That's up to you. But if you've got something else you wrote, whatever is fine.
I could do my essay right now.
Oh, I think that would be great if you've got it. If you're just joining us as Chianti prepares, Chianti Anderson is here with us, and she came to our attention because she won the essay contest held by Second Annual Girls Coalition, or held by the Girls Coalition of Southwestern Pennsylvania. It's their second annual competition. What theme were you given for this essay to write to?
I was to write about four women who have affected my life. And it could have been somebody who was close to me or who was famous that I looked up to. But I chose four women who have really affected my life, which is my mother, my nana, my friend Miss Betty, and my friend Callum Mitchell.
I'm so glad that you can share this. So here again is Chianti Anderson.
You know, there's a lot of people who inspired me in this world. Michael Jackson, Diana Ross and the Supremes, Lord, so many people. But I see them through a TV screen. There's been four people who have moved my life in so many ways. They've affected me emotionally, spiritually, mentally, and somewhat physically. These women are not just someone you probably turn the channel or turn the radio and hear. They've always come in my life when I was down, when I was up. I would not want anybody different than these four women. They've all even stepped in their own place as in life to show me the way.
That's really beautiful.
That's the intro of my essay.
That's beautiful. Do you want to share the rest? It's up to you. I don't know if you have it with you, but I know you can read it. We've linked to the full your essay. It's online in PDF form at the Girls Coalition's website. Maybe you didn't know that. We linked to that from our website, so you can hear the rest of it. What a great that was a great subject, wasn't it? To give you as something to write about for women that have made a difference in your life. What's the biggest challenge or one of the biggest challenges to writing, do you think?
I think the biggest challenge for me is not so what to write about, but how to do it. I might plan my writing so much that I don't get a chance to, but if I just sit there and let it spill out from my heart, it's so much easier to write. Then I'll always go back and revise it or add something, take from it, or see a whole nother vision, and I can start a whole nother writing from it. But that's how I've always written.
That's really well stated. It sounds like often, and this happens to me sometimes, is that you'll expect when you set out to write something in a particular way or even about a certain topic, and then before you know it, you've moved in a completely different direction that you didn't even know was inside of you.
Happened
a million times. Yeah. And you just wonder, where is that coming? Who's pushing the pencil, you know? And different things come. I also notice, I mentioned earlier, Chianti is reading from a journal, and it sounds like most of your composition is by hand as opposed to sitting and typing.
I'm very old-fashioned. I love pencil and paper.
Yeah, a lot of other great writers do. It's really lovely to have you here. If you'd like to share another piece, you're welcome to. I'll leave that up to you, though. We're kind of informal here. I don't know if you have anything ready or if you brought anything with you that you'd like to share.
I do have something.
Okay. Once again, we'll have one more piece. Remember the name Chianti Anderson.
This piece is called Houseless, I Am Not Homeless. Ever since I was a little girl, I always had dreams, and I always had pet peeves like every other human, and my biggest one is when somebody calls me homeless. Yes, I do not have a house, but I have a home. I am in love with myself. Love and joy comes without me, so I want to know how don't I have a home. Yes, I am only 14, and I'm on the streets. But that I'm not really on the streets. I have a school, I have so many talents, and I have a beautiful, beautiful art activity center. All of my siblings and I roam together like we're gypsies, and then now you want to take them from me. We may not have a house, but we all love each other. We may not have clothes, but hey, I make them. We do have to look through the dumpster for food, but that's where I started from. If you knew my story, you would understand. And no, I'm not hopeless. I am very humble. Yes, I may not be the smartest, but guess what? I have something you don't. I have courage, dignity, and power. My dreams are set forward.
That's amazing. Thank you for sharing that. Chianti Anderson, heading to Kappa High School, Pittsburgh Public Schools. Anything else you would like to mention? This is our last chance to chat. I really want to thank you for being here today.
Yes, I am not just a writer. I do a lot of other interesting things, and one day I plan to make those things explode, and I would like to achieve them while I am in my teenage years, because I feel like if you know, kids have something going for themselves, especially at a young age. That doesn't just delete trouble, but it makes them think about the future more, about what's right and what's wrong, what do they want down the road.
You're an inspiration to a lot of people, and something tells me that a lot of people have been an inspiration to you as well. Thank you so much for sharing with us today. And will you come back sometime? It would be nice, you know, to have you come back and share some more. Thanks so much. That's Kianti Anderson. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on Public Radio.